This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Just open his mouth. Someone go hand him a Grammy right now. Where's your uncle at? Cause I wanna talk to the man of the house. West Coast do phase, right? Come get this whooping. I'm handing him out. You wanna take off for real?
No, welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy. Taking you guys up until 2 here on the program.
See what you're doing. I see what you're doing, Marcos. It ain't working.
What's up?
It ain't working.
Can you just open his mouth?
But here's
someone go hand him a Grammy right now.
Here's the funny thing about that whole argument.
Yeah.
You mean the most over debate ever?
Did the album have to win all of the Grammys?
All of them.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, of course.
So clearly,
yeah.
What you were saying about one song,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Was not accurate.
And also, all of the music industry singing it as he wins it, yeah. As he goes up to stage to accept it.
It's cute. Bunch of frauds and phonies.
Oh,
bunch
no,
of frauds
dude.
And phonies, dude.
I tell you what, I'm going to be locked in on that Super Bowl halftime.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, what a week. What a couple of
weeks. Do me a favor,
weeks,
you two music savants. Name another song from his album.
Who? Kendrick Lamar? I don't have to. Name? I know what the most famous one is.
I don't know the name of it. He got a song with...
Yeah. But if it was in a Chevy commercial, I bet you remember the name of it.
Yeah, I would.
You probably would. That's true. Yeah.
Name the title of the album. That it won 5
Kendrick
Grammys.
Lamar?
Yeah.
I Win.
I bet it is. It's okay. This is all a part of the plan.
Can I tell you what actually bothered me? I actually had more of a Grammy beef with the with Kacey Musgraves winning Country Song of the Year.
Mm.
I was like, because Beyonce won Country Album of the Year, which was like a thing.
Yeah.
Which I was happy for her. And they show this Kacey Musgraves. She's got this sourpuss on her face. And I like Kacey Musgraves, but she hasn't really done country in like 2-3 years. She's kind of just a great singer.
Yeah.
And then, like, her song won for, I'm like, that's not a country song. You know, I think I would have rather had that fraud Post Malone win instead. But Shaboozy, how did Shaboozy not win Country Song of the Year?
Yeah, how did that
a bar song? Yeah. What the hell are we doing? Kacey Musgraves. I was like, what? That makes no sense whatsoever. I don't think did Shaboozy win anything?
Nope.
Huh.
Ridiculous. That's been like, other than They Not Like Us, like, isn't that the second most popular song this year?
Yeah, pretty much.
Wow.
Ridiculous.
You expect me to respect this show after that information? Come on now.
Oh, man. Hey, we got a contest for you. It's the Slam Dunk in Vegas. Travel and accommodations for one winner and 3 guests to Las Vegas plus $20,000. Easy to enter. All you got to do is download the free Odyssey app. You log in or register for an account. Listen to WQM or any participating station. You listen each day for a minimum of 1 hour for your entry, and you can do it every day. The Slam Dunk in Vegas, your chance to win. All you got to do is listen to WQM on the free Odyssey app. Travel dates are March 17th through the 22nd. And when in Las Vegas, stay at the Circa Resort and Casino, Las Vegas' premium sports viewing destination, and visit the biggest March Hoops party at Stadium Swim. This is a national contest. Let's get to our headlines here. Brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, the Taos, and the Atlas. Remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. The big news over the weekend, of course, we were all stunned to learn that Luka Doncic has been traded to the Los Angeles Lakers. He was traded for Anthony Davis and a first round pick and some other pieces. But those were the big headliners there. And Luka yesterday, the Lakers tweeted out a video of him arriving with the on the PJ there, Leroy. You can see Luka arriving in L.A.
Yes.
And he is
limping.
Yeah, he is limping. He's got the he's got a calf injury, dude. And there he is with Rob Pelinka with this. Now, do you believe Leroy or don't believe? A lot of people were wondering, do you believe LeBron didn't know until that night? Do you believe LeBron? It was the word, because LeBron had an incredible game on Saturday night. No AD, killed the Knicks. And then it was reported that LeBron didn't know until he was at dinner that night. Do you buy that? Reminder to everybody, LeBron is represented by Rich Paul, who also represents Anthony Davis, and of course was a big catalyst into Anthony Davis ending up in LA. So do you buy that LeBron didn't know and that he was blindsided? Because to be as quiet as it is, I kind of almost believe that he didn't know.
I believe he didn't know, because like the shock that vibrated through the NBA was like nobody knew this was coming.
Crazy.
Right. I mean, it's going to be awkward because they kind of play the same kind of style of basketball.
That's what Charles Barkley was saying. I mean, this is Luka's modeled a lot of his game after LeBron. He loves LeBron. That's kind of his idol.
Except for around the rim stuff.
Well, yeah, LeBron was one of the best defenders on the planet at 25.
Right.
And now he's not that. I mean, obviously, you got to give up something at 40.
Right.
You got to give up something at 40. Right. You know? So, right. But that's
the thing. I love the fan when you see a 40-year-old LeBron and they go, he ain't got it no more. He can't play defense like he used to. I'm like, yes, of course not.
But I'm with you. Yeah, it's going to be a bit of a weird fit. Not to mention they don't have a center. Jackson Hayes is now their starting big man. So
you think they make another move?
I would think that they got to, dude. I would think that they got to. But I'm with you. I feel like the Lakers always fall into this thing with the stars, man. Like that, I don't know how they do it. This is like the Pau Gasol move all over again, where they're like, little buddy system to make the deal. I was like, what do you mean you only went to one team? Here's this Nico Harrison, the GM of the Mavericks, and him explaining if he won the deal or not.
I don't do anything that's scary. I think everything that we do, we put a lot of work into it. We study it and we restudy it and we go back, and I understand the magnitude of it. So the easiest thing for me to do is do nothing, and everyone would praise me for doing nothing. But we really believe in it, and time will tell if I'm right.
Hey, dude. It better work this year or next year. It better work quick.
Okay. I really don't think it's a bad move, though. I really don't think it's... Right. I mean, okay. Hold on.
Wait. You don't?
Hold on.
It's not a bad move for Dallas because, again, they kind of had the same problem. Is that they had two ball-dominant guys.
But it wasn't a problem last year.
I know it wasn't.
It wasn't a problem last year. And they already have big men. Really talented ones.
You know who's the biggest problem for? Anthony Davis. We're going to have to play center for the rest of the year because isn't Lively out?
Lively's got a bad injury, yeah. So I mean, if they go into the playoffs, maybe he'll be back. But, and they got Gafford. So, I mean, okay. But that's not, you know, he's not a guy they want to play a ton of minutes. Like, Lively's going to be the truth. Like, that guy looks incredible.
If they have the same, the right leg, if one has the left, if left leg hurt, one has the right leg hurt, they can do the sack races.
Yeah. Three-legged race?
Yeah.
Tied together?
Yeah.
Dude, it's just one of these things that's like, the word back is Luka didn't request a trade. Luka had no idea he's coming. And based on his reaction, seems blindsided. His father was pissed. Luka's letter. Oh, I mean, like, if you want to talk about winning the PR battle, Luka's letter was, I almost felt bad for Mavericks fans, and I hate Mavericks fans. He goes, 7 years ago, I came here as a teenager to pursue my dream of playing basketball at the highest level. I thought I'd spend my career here, and I wanted so badly to bring you a championship. I love and support you. The love and support you all have given me is more than I could have ever dreamed of. For a young kid from Slovenia coming to U.S. for first time, you made North Texas feel like home. In good times and bad, from injuries to the NBA Finals, your support never changed. Thank you for not only sharing my joy in our best moments, but also lifting me up when I needed it the most. Dallas is a special place, and Mavs fans are special fans. Thank you from the bottom of my heart, Luka. I mean, I would want that guy's job immediately. Like, what do you mean? He doesn't have a Goron thick, adorable accent, but if he had Goron read that letter for him,
oh,
wow. You'd be crying.
It's like, so you want my parting letter narrated by Goron?
Like, dude, if that was narrated by Goron, we'd be
You are my brate.
Well, here's
so
the thing.
So now, I'm going to tell you how Tobin's thinking. Man. Lakers got action. The Mavericks got action. I want action.
I do want action.
San Antonio got action. Mm-hmm. De'Aaron Fox.
Mm-hmm. Well, one would think that, Leroy, but I'm a changed man, and I'm very mature.
Dude, they even talk about somebody who's just above average.
No, that's not true.
Marcos, we will have to pack the animal tranquilizer tomorrow because you know – look. Nope.
I've grown from the Damian Lillard thing. Now,
you just said with the last two guys, we didn't ever get a chance.
Well, here's the thing, though. I actually think, here's the thing. Believe it or not.
No. Here we go. I don't know.
Hear me out.
Can I just say what this line's going to be? Nothing's changed for 2026. We're still on course.
I actually don't think anything's changed for 2026. I actually think, if anything, the door will opened up even wider. Because here's why. Yes, nobody typically leaves the Lakers. Okay, so I understand. However, as you have mentioned, LeBron James and Luka, kind of a weird fit. Don't know how that's going to work out basketball-wise. I'm sure it's going to be amazing for Luka to play with his idol. However, he's 40. And everybody says next year is going to probably be LeBron's last year. That's the word on the street. Now, could he play till at least 50? Based on what I see, probably. But the word is he's going to hang him up after next year. And if you're Luka, and there's not really, now that you have the Supermax out the window, I could see Luka Doncic basically saying, you want to know something, dude? I'm taking control of my career in 2 years. And I'm going to say, and maybe that stay with the Lakers. Maybe he's happy. But you want to know something? I think after a couple of years or a year with the King, he's going to be like, Brate, what was like playing a having decision? And LeBron's going to be like, it was amazing, dude. I mean, it was amazing. Like, we had everybody eating at the palm of our hand. And Luka and Papa Luka are going to be like, And then all of a sudden, oh, Luka, what's your favorite city to play in? Well, he's been on the record, Miami. And so all of a sudden, a couple of guys here who don't have a lot of trust right now in the league, they are heartbroken, and right now they feel betrayed. So what do we do? Here's what we do in Heatland, okay? Miami Heat, I know you're listening, okay? What we do is you go hire Goran Dragic Vice President of International Affairs. And all of a sudden, a man who Goran, Papa Luka was like his brate. They come up together. He knew baby, little baby Luka. He babysat Luka. Then he was teammates with Luka when they won Euros. If you need a trusting face, you going to trust this Palinka or this genie bus and LeBron? No. You could have secret Slovenian meetings. Everybody knows it's not tampering if it's in Slovenian. So all I'm saying, dude, is yes, right now it's disappointing. However, Now there's no $350 million contract to blockade us. And Luka, something tells me in a couple of years, he's going to be like, Lucas, turn now, brate. And who's going to be there to welcome him with open, adorable arms? Frog boy?
Goran Dragic.
Goran Dragic, dude. What do you think, Leroy? Try it on for size.
I think you...
Yeah. Why, dude? Why?
About right.
Dude,
I knew you were going to have some type of twist on this.
I don't think... Dude,
you know, one of the teams he said he wanted to go to was the Lakers, right?
It is. And maybe it works out. However, maybe it doesn't. But maybe it doesn't, though, Leroy.
And he going to be able to figure that out in a year?
Yeah.
All right.
He's like, listen, King, pretty good, buddy. But like when you played with old Chick, this is like what is for me. Not same.
Okay, hold on. You're saying Laker LeBron is equivalent to Cleveland Shaq, which is like... What you just said, right?
It has to wear off sometime. It has to.
Right?
Good luck.
He can't keep doing this.
So I mean,
like at 40, two or three times a game, he is streaking down the court faster than anybody.
I don't understand it.
It does help when you're 6'9".
Maybe, you know what? Maybe Luka.
Him and Luka are the same size.
Well.
I'm just.
What if Luka gets really annoyed by LeBron being in such shape?
He goes, oh, body. Hyperbaric chamber again.
I would say this, that is something that has to be fixed with Luka. Maybe the change of scenery will invigorate him to put in the work.
Mm-hmm.
But I always wonder, a guy like that, a guy like Zion, what happens when they come to the Heat? Like, you assume everybody just fall in line.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody doesn't want that.
I always think Heat culture... There are guys who it's for every who are Heat culture guys. I think also there are guys who can buy in, but it's a short term thing. You know, like they can fall in line for like a year, but then they're just annoyed with it.
Philly cheese is a great example.
Shaq is a great example. I think Shaq got into great revenge. He got on a revenge diet, gave you two great years, and then he's like, enough of this, dude. I'm Shaq.
Especially once you get the ring. Oh, yeah. I'm reverting back to old Shaq.
But if you have Big Brate in the organization, you know, I'm just saying, hey, we don't have to make any decisions right now, Miami Heat. But would I like those decisions to involve Goran Dragic? Even like what's the worst that happens? You have a guy here to mentor Nico, you know, but I'm just saying the game's becoming more international. Vice President of International Affairs. Goran Dragic.
You're just making up a position.
I am making up a position. It's genius, dude.
And you're only doing that to get Luka.
Well, and for Goran, I love him.
What happens if Luka signs the extension?
Then I don't know. But I have a feeling he's not going to.
Do you move your attentions elsewhere?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know what those attentions are.
Things have gone from 0 to 60 really quick. The De'Aaron Fox, he made an announcement 3 days ago, traded.
Yep.
Right?
I mean, the Wolves just lost to the Wizards.
Ant-Man's a different situation. Because it's about Luka. Signing an extension with him.
We'll take a break here on the show. When we come back, the Cats. Rolling right now, dude. We'll get into a little cat talk coming on up, plus more on the Heat's win over the San Antonio Spurs as they continue their road trip back after this.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5HourEnergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. It's that time of the show, baby. Let's get to a little cat talk here, brought to us by our friends over at Hollywood Kia. The big game is here. Tackle game-winning deals during the handoff drive-off event at Hollywood Kia. Get $1,000 lease bonus cash towards your new Kia. Plus, we'll double your down payment up to $3,000. Visit them online at HollywoodKia.com. The Florida Panthers sweep the weekend. They beat the Isles last night. They snapped a I think the Islanders won like 7 in a row coming into that game.
Not no more.
6-3 yesterday as the Cats celebrated Dmitry Kulikov's 1,000th game. So congratulations to the Cat OG getting that celebration yesterday in front of the ice. I know Paul Maurice was giving some love to them because he says that's classy. You know, the Isles set out there for the whole ceremony. He goes, some people, they don't have the class like that. So I was happy to see Paul Maurice give them their love there a little bit. The Cats yesterday get a hat trick from Carter Verhaeghe, Spencer Knight. He had a little bit of a rocky second period, but locked it up then after that. And they get a win. They
also beat quick scoring.
Yeah. A lot of quick scoring.
Holy smokes.
Dude. Yep. And then the Panthers won on Saturday on national television, 5-1.
At 9 in the morning.
Yep, 9 in the morning for us. Sam Reinhart got going. Matthew Tkachuk, Evan Rodriguez. Verhaeghe also scored in that one. So did Jonah Gadjevich. And Bobrovsky got the win there We're setting up for a monster matchup tomorrow, Leroy. The Washington Capitals, the Cats are going to D.C. Capitals are number one in the Eastern Conference right now. So the Cats riding red hot get to take on Alexander Ovechkin, still trying to chase down Gretzky. I think he's like 18 away.
Yeah.
We got that matchup coming up tomorrow. Got a fun night tomorrow night. We got Heat and Bulls, and we got Cats and Caps.
Do the Bulls have any players?
Yeah, I think they got Vucevic still hanging around there.
Oh, not a Vucevic.
Vucevic is still hanging around there somewhere, dude. You know, that's what he does. That's what he does. You know, I'm not sure. I think Kobe White's still there. And then I think in the trade they got Kevin Huerter. Dangibles!
Isn't he redhead?
Red Velvet.
Yeah.
Pretty cool nickname.
Crazy.
No, I don't lie to you.
Oh, it is a cool nickname for sure. Velvet. But it is good. I will say with the Cats, you know, you said weather the storm, Leroy, a little bit. All the big guys are starting to get going again. The big guns are starting to fire on all cylinders.
They
are,
they earned that. Like, they sit here and get all worked up over a losing streak in December or January. They did the same thing the last 2 years, and everybody was hyperventilating. They made it to the finals. So
I'll tell you one thing. Nobody hates travel more than Paul Maurice, because that dude will explain why travel annoys him. He goes, yeah, we just need to get back home. And he was spot on, because you kick the Kings' ass and then you win these last two over the weekend on the back-to-back. He's got to be pretty pleased with that, I imagine, with the win streak. So,
well, he said traveled like most of the month.
Yeah. And then they got the break coming up, because we got the Four Nations Cup coming up. I mean, some of the Cats will be playing in it, obviously.
How long is it? Is it a whole week? Or
I think it's like 2 weeks.
Yeah. So they're doing that instead of an All-Star game.
Yeah.
What? Okay.
And they're plugging the holy hell out of that, because it's like every time it's on, they're like, we got the Four Nations coming up. I'm like, ABC, I get it, dude.
We get it, dude.
We get it. You know, the one thing I would say with this ABC broadcast, they love their original teams. Right. I mean, they love their original teams. They wouldn't shut up about that stupid 7-second goal, like all the way there. I'm like, hey, the Cats are up 5-1. Like, hey, you believe that? 1926 franchise, a record. I'm like, it happened an hour ago. All right. How about you give some love to Verhaeghe? All right. Crazy. Nobody, let me tell you something.
Was it Verhaeghe? Remember, I asked you, is Verhaeghe or Reinhardt the first Panther to score 30 goals in 4 years? 4 straight years. I think it was Reinhardt. I might have said it was Verhaeghe when I mentioned it before.
I was just tired of arguing with you about the picture thing.
Yeah, Reinhardt. 4 straight 30 goal seasons.
Yeah.
Mess with the Rhino, you get the horn, dude.
The horn. I see what you did there.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good.
Yeah, he didn't even say horns. He said horn.
Pretty good.
Point for Tobin.
Man, I got to tell you, I'm exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
Everything went smoothly. I was shocked.
Mm-hmm. It did go
smoothly. It usually never goes that smoothly.
Smooth. Smooth.
I asked my wife last night. I said, can you make the sound of a roller coaster? She goes, why? I said, so I could fall asleep.
Just used
every night I fell asleep in a roller coaster right outside the window.
That's like some people have the beach or like the ocean sounds. You got
to. Yeah, no. If you stay in New York, you got the roller coaster.
Beautiful. Stone.
Okay.
Like, we get it. You're on a roller coaster. Stop screaming.
Okay.
Stolen McRib says, does Tobin need to make a horn symbol with that beak that he has?
Wow.
I tell you what.
For a second.
Got a point. But, Nico, makes you look like you got a candy corn on your face.
Dude, I love watching Nico ball, dude. I love watching him. When he gets downhill, like, he plays with a swagger. He does.
Yeah.
He plays with a swagger. I love watching Nikola Jovic do his thing.
He plays like he's been a pro for like 6 years.
I know. But, dude, like the flair he throws, when he throws those lobs to Kalel, I'm like, right. Oh, they're so tall now, Leroy. We're so tall.
I what, like, I got annoyed because somebody threw it low to Kaleo and he couldn't get it. I'm like,
no, it got broken up. It got broken up. It was, but I get you. You throw it up to that giant Kryptonian. You throw it up where only he can get it. Love tall time, dude. It's the best. Oh, it's the best. I'm so excited for it.
And when one of them's not, or when Kaleo's not in with Bam, Bam struggles.
Yeah.
I don't think that's true. The last game.
He really
likes it. They're, liking that they're basically point. Always they're always two on a court now. Like
how's,
that's the
hey, how's our Munyon doing? Because
I haven't checked.
From that dude who did play
Castle.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe I can. Maybe I'll I can get back in this. Let's see. You're saying.
Hey, you let's see. They might be rats off a ship on closing more bets awards. Rookie of the year. Kalel is still the favorite. But it has come back a little bit, a slight bit.
All right.
He's plus 120. Castle is plus 260. Jalen Wells is plus 500. And then the odds spike. Our bet right now, they're offering 400.
That gives you what? 20-1 on your money.
Yep.
No, yeah, 20-1 on your money.
Not bad.
I'm saying, like, okay, what's a good number?
Six.
Come on.
Schmeathen says cowards. Here's the thing, though, Schmeathen. It's a vote we have to go for, right? Yeah. And this team, this
trust voting.
And ESPN, they love Wembanyama. Yeah. And so it's going to be Wembanyama this. Wembanyama that with De'Aaron Fox and Castle's going to get more exposure. It's not that we're not betting on Kalel. It's just, you know, well, we'll see. He needs if he comes out with a big double-double tomorrow and cooks Vucevic.
Because
it feels like the warehouse is open for a big game coming up soon.
Yeah, so.
I'll tell you one thing, though, Leroy.
Only consider it when it gets to 700.
Okay. All right.
Right now it's at 400.
Because the winning is.
The voting is done about.
Yeah, we still got months to go.
Yeah.
We still got months to go. Man. Goosey, dude.
Yeah, nobody's won Rookie of the Year. For the Heat.
Wow. Take a break. Back after this.
Come on, come on, yeah.
Come on. Oh, hello, Jennifer.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you today?
Doing well. Surviving. Right. I'm glad you guys are back.
It is good to be back. That's for sure.
There's nothing I enjoy. On the way home, if I'm not sleeping myself, watching Tobin sleep.
That's kind of weird. Wait, what?
Because first he does the tripod.
Ah, yes. The thinker.
I guess his arm gets tired, so he just lets it. he just sit there.
Whoa! Hey, Scooby. I lost an earbud sleeping yesterday. It was annoying.
What?
I woke up like, oh man, I can't find my other earbud. I thought it was like in the hood of my hoodie. Mm. Nah, can't find it. It's all right. I had an extra pair, but I lost it.
Yeah, like
I'm not about to go scrambling on the floor for an earbud.
Yeah, I got little ears, so I have to have the hook.
Mm.
But the thing I hate about like. It's all great to have like the Beats and the ear pods like that, but they don't always like you put them in a little case. They both don't always charge, and then they don't always link together, and it's a pain in the butt sometimes.
Let's mix that up. Hey there, Frog Boy.
Let's do it.
What do we got got today in the mixed bag?
We mentioned and talked about a couple times already the big trade that happened this weekend between Luka and the Lakers.
I thought you were talking about PJ Tucker getting traded to the Jazz.
How could I forget? How could I forget that new look lineup out in Utah? But we're going to hear from a few people across the NBA that definitely were taken by surprise, just as we were upon hearing the news of the blockbuster trade. Let's start off with Kevin Durant, who never thought Luka would be traded.
Age, you know, mid-season, yes, NBA is a wild place, man. If he can get traded, then anybody's up, you know.
But this got to be the biggest trade I've seen since I've been in the league or since I've been watching the sport. This is insane.
It was crazy. Like, they got video of those guys, their live reaction on the bench as it was happening. They were all in disbelief, the Phoenix Suns.
Yeah. Do you take this as a
sign? Bradley Beal. Bradley Beal's like, see?
Yeah, I just like it here.
That's why I have a no trade clause.
Do what I want. You guys should get better agents.
That's crazy. Well, I think since LeBron entered the league so long ago, the league kind of transformed into a player's league. It seems now with like Jimmy Butler, Dame Lillard, and like this, that it's kind of going, the power seems to be shifting. Am I sensing that right? Or is this just...
No, it's been that way for a while. But here's the deal, though. In all those other situations, the player, until he left, has played basketball.
Kinda, right? Though. Because didn't James Harden kind of do... Like, you say it's been like that, but
James Harden was much older.
We saw the other thing, Kyrie, Kevin Durant. They all forced their way out of Brooklyn.
I would say this is probably... The Kyrie one is interesting, but Kyrie did want out. And that's the one that I'm kind of interested in with this Luka thing, because Kyrie didn't really get to go where he wanted to go, but went to a premier franchise in the Celtics, and he initially liked it, but then hated it, which is kind of my hope on how this. It's like, oh yeah, the Lakers, but the Lakers, hopefully the Lakers can clown show this a little bit. And he goes, I'm out of here. But no, you can't really think of anything like the James Harden thing. James Harden was the sixth man on the Thunder when they traded him. Obviously, that blew up in their face. But, like, nah, this is a pretty crazy scenario that we're dealing with.
This is crazy in that, first of all, he's 25. I think that's the part that a lot of these guys, when they're stars, they're around late 20s, early 30s when something like this would happen.
Yep.
But not 25.
It just, everybody has to feel like there's something that there's got to be.
They're not telling you.
Yeah, there's some dirt on Luka we don't know.
Or the owner just said, I don't want to pay a Supermax.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe.
I don't want to pay an out of shape 270 pounder Supermax.
Man, he's like ridiculously good out of shape.
I mean, he looks like he's playing basketball in the backyard at a barbecue.
Didn't he average 34 last year?
It's always a barbecue.
Yeah.
What else you got, Marcos?
Some more reaction, this time from someone pretty close to the situation, or at least you would think so. Jason Kidd. A part of some interesting trades in his day as well, says he was shocked, but it's a part of the business.
Shock, but... Unfortunately, I've been in this league for a long, long time, so I've seen a lot. I've been involved in trades by the Mavericks, and so it is part of the business. It is a little shocking, but like in the sense we have to push forward. As a organization, as a team, we have a game to play, and we have to be pros about it. But we understand what Luka has meant to the Mavericks, and we wish him and his family the best in L.A., and also Maxi and Smooth. But we have to push forward, and we believe we have a team that can do that.
Wow. He doesn't sound too thrilled.
He does not.
I mean, that's not his guy. I mean, you know, I'm sure he respects Anthony Davis, but Anthony Davis is the GM's guy.
Yep.
I don't know.
And how he's going to feel about playing center?
Don't know. Don't know. Don't know, dude. What else you got, Marcos?
We mentioned that Carter Verhaeghe put up an
impressive. Oh, Swaggy. Never doubted him.
Never doubted him at all.
You know what? I'm getting tired of saying that. You wanted to send him to the Yokes.
No.
I keep saying it to forget. You know, he's trying to convince himself that he never said that.
I threatened to send him to the Yotes if he didn't score in the Stanley Cup, which he did. Mm. You're welcome. A little TTL.
Okay.
Well, and then I asked him immediately. I'm like, you know, Carter, how are you so clutch?
The first and then Leroy wanted to strangle you.
What a phony!
What?
You trash the guy, and then you ask him that question.
Hey, how is he so clutch?
I wish you would have said, I didn't want to get traded to the Yotes.
So what did he say?
This weekend, Carter Verhaeghe put on an excellent hat trick against the Blackhawks to help secure the victory, which is actually Paul Maurice's 900th NHL win. That puts him in an elite class with only four other coaches. Sergei Bobrovsky had this to say about Paul Maurice's 900 victory.
He's so professional, you know. He got like all attention to little things, to little details, and he knows the balance, how much to say and when to say and how to say it. You know, he got the good keys to each of us, and it's fun to play for him, definitely.
Beautiful. And we know he loves him.
Another guy you almost ran out of town.
Okay. Yeah. You're going to talk about that after what you talked about, Sergei Bobrovsky?
Okay.
That's right.
I called him four goal Bob because the facts said he was giving up four goals a game.
You wanted him out of here.
That's
I didn't know. Never said that.
All right.
Okay. I know I never said
that. Okay. Sure.
I didn't say that.
Sure, dude.
I never said that. We have.
If anything, he wanted to hear more because he was making him money.
Okay, Jiffig. The dude basically was like, give me any goalie but this guy. He was ready to ship his ass out.
I did know. I never. Okay, find the tape then. I know I never said that.
I have 4 years of you.
I never said get rid of Bobrovsky.
Never. I say his name.
I said Bobrovsky.
No, you didn't. Not just now.
Mm-mm. What did I say?
Bobrovsky. You mixed him and Barkov.
Smith and I was Scooby closer to the mic than Leroy.
Scooby's very loud.
He's just louder.
Yeah.
I never said trade Bobrovsky. I never said get.
Well, you can't trade him. I mean, he had a no move clause.
I never said get rid of Bob. I just called him four goal Bob, and I was taking advantage.
Okay, dude.
Okay, find the tape. We can mysteriously find all your tape. Find all your tape.
You
find
called him a sieve. You called him a bum. You called him basically.
Never called him a bum.
Just what?
Called him four goal Bob.
Okay, dude. What's worse, calling somebody a bum or a sieve?
Calling him four goal Bob.
You called him a sieve.
I mean,
you said it was a freeway between the pipes.
See what I'm saying? See what he does?
Leroy, how could you, dude?
Man's find the tape. Find it.
Luis says, come on, Leroy. Own your bleep. Tobin caught you on that.
I went on it. I didn't. I know I never said trade Bobrovsky. Okay. I've never said he was a bum. I called him four goal Bob.
And you also don't hate Aaron Rodgers, sure.
I don't.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
What else you got, Marcos?
I can hate a Hall of Famer.
Oh, Leroy.
Okay.
No.
Okay. We also discuss Bam Adebayo and his buzzer-beating victory this past weekend. Bam had a chance to speak after the game, said, as a kid, you always dream of these moments.
100%. 100%. You know, as a kid, you always dream of moments like that. You know, me being in the backyard, 3-2-1 buzzer. And it just so happened that I've had a couple of those in my career. So, you know, being able to be in those situations and actually get the job done, it's a great feeling because my teammates and my coaches trust me to get the job done.
All right. He needs to double that, and he can have the most buzzer beaters in Heat history.
Oh, now, you know this is a lie. Remember when Leroy called Bam a bum? Never happened.
No, that didn't happen.
There you go.
I vaguely remember that.
But you did feel like he deserved this in some way for what you feel was cheating in dominoes.
Yes.
That's right. That is right.
Listen, Bam's my favorite Olympian, too.
Adorable, those two. I like two scoops of adorable.
They were cute. It was nice.
Happy for Bam. They're back at it tomorrow. And we'll see what's what with this.
Who they got tomorrow?
The Bulls. We got Bulls, Sixers, day off for the trade deadline. Friday is the Nets.
Which
I would like. I would like a Miami Heat team that has been very seesaw-y. These teams suck, dude. Run some off. Let's go, boys.
Seesaw-y.
Let's get it going. Nunya Buzz says, Tobin is the only guy here who sticks to his guy. Never
yeah,
changes.
That's a big lie. Stop.
Agreed. What? I'm glad. Thank you, Nunya Buzz.
Oh, my goodness. And then, listen, he's the only one of the four of us that have to say, no, I didn't say it. I didn't say it. I merely suggested what if. You always have to change the things you say when you go at people hard.
No, why I have to do that is because you have the three manipulators here. You have the manipulator of sound, you have the manipulator of comments, and then you have the manipulator of memory. The three of you always like to just manipulate what
so
I said.
So comment and memories, please tell.
No, you're definitely comment because you control the the YouTube and Twitch comments. Leroy lies about the memory.
Because I'm the one that...
What are you talking about?
Yeah, and I'm the only one who just kind of relies on the facts and what was said.
Oh, please.
We'll take a break. Final hour coming on up. We'll get more back into all the NBA trade buzz that is. NFL's got some crazy news. We got a Super Bowl. We haven't even mentioned it. Super Bowl week, baby.
Yeah.
Props are already coming out. I got a list of props that were just emailed to me. Oh, I love prop bets.
Love prop bets.
Take a break. Back after this.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.